Good morning. Thick clouds overnight kept temperatures up into the 30s across a large part of interior New York and New England. Some places dipped back into the 20s, so a wide range of temperatures to start the day. But clouds will definitely rule during the course of the morning and into the afternoon hours. We may see a couple of showers pass by, but the main area of energy with the next storm system is sweeping through the Midwest and Great Lakes and will track well to our north and west into Canada and will take the brunt of the precipitation along with it through the afternoon hours. We'll see a developing southerly wind flow throughout the day today, which will push temperatures into the middle and upper 40s on average. Temperatures will stay mild tonight, generally in the upper 30s and lower 40s with thick clouds and just a passing shower. We'll also have areas of fog as that disturbance continues to depart to the north, and we turn our attention to the next round of low pressure to the south and west. This one will work its way into the region late tonight, but especially during the day tomorrow, and with a closer approach, a good chance of showers throughout the day on Tuesday. Still, though, we'll be on the milder side of this next storm, and it looks like that southerly wind will push temperatures well up into the 40s and even into the lower 50s in some spots on Tuesday afternoon. The next disturbance in this series will head our way on Wednesday, with increasing and thickening clouds during the day. It looks like it'll be dry for the first part of the day, but another round of showers is in store for us by Wednesday afternoon and evening. Even milder air with this next round of showers, as highs on average push into the lower 50s. Mainly dry weather on Christmas Eve and a strong southwesterly wind flow. This will set the stage for lots of clouds, but unseasonably warm air and even near record warmth on Christmas Eve, with high temperatures pushing past 60 in many places. A front will pass by with scattered showers and push us back down into the lower 50s on Christmas Day, with a mix of sun and clouds, which is still well above average. For the weekend, we'll modify the temperatures a bit more, with highs still in the 40s, though. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Saturday, and there is the chance of showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of storm systems will continue to move eastward across the eastern Pacific Ocean and then toward the Pacific Northwest. A strong Pacific storm will cross the west coast this afternoon with coastal rain and heavy mountain snow, with the greatest amounts likely over the Cascades and Northern Rockies, where amounts in excess of 1 foot are likely at the highest elevations, along with gusty winds. Winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued for the higher terrain in Washington, Oregon, and California out into the Rockies. Flood watches are out again closer to the coast, and high wind warnings and advisories are in effect as well. Meanwhile, in the east, large-scale southwesterly flow will develop that will raise temperatures and evict moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico. As a result, widespread showers and a few thunderstorms are likely out ahead of the front, moving into the Ohio Valley. Some strong storms could affect the Gulf Coast region and perhaps even some severe weather. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 27 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 19. 52% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 18, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Harlingen, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the upper 50s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 38 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 32, that's 5 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.39 inches for the month and 36.37 inches for the year. Just a trace of snow so far this season, which is 11.1 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 59 set in 1957 and the record low 18 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy today with a few rain showers possible and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy tonight with a few showers, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers possible late at night and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with a couple of rain showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy tonight with a few showers by morning and areas of fog, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers possible by morning and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy today with a few rain showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy tonight with a few showers around, also areas of fog with lows near 40 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely in the upper 40s to around 50. Increasing clouds again Wednesday with rain moving in the afternoon, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers on Thursday, near 60 for Christmas Eve. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s Christmas Day on Friday. Sunshine giving way to clouds again Saturday, mid-40s, and a chance of showers in the upper 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.